Leading pro-life group slams LaFonza Butler nomination. Pay-to-play system couldn't be more obvious. By Catherine Hamilton on October 2, 2023. Leading pro-life organization Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America shredded California Governor Gavin Newsom. D. In a statement Monday for appointing pro-abortion activist LaFonza Butler to replace the late Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA. Butler has notably been the president of Emily's List since 2021, a group that bankrolls the campaigns of pro-abortion female Democrat politicians to the tune of tens of millions of dollars. The appointment of Butler, 44, fulfills Newsom's 2021 pledge to replace Feinstein with a black woman. SBA Pro-Life America President Marjorie Tannenfelser said the move shows a pay-to-play system that couldn't be more obvious. The abortion lobby spends millions to elect Democrats who back its agenda of abortion on demand through all 9 months of pregnancy, paid for by taxpayers. Democrats like Newsom, in turn, are beholden to the abortion lobby, Tannenfelser said. The pay-to-play system couldn't be more obvious, with an unelected Senate seat as the ultimate reward. Newsom even passed over staunch pro-abortion candidates who reside in California in favor of a Beltway insider and the biggest pro-abortion extremist he could find. Tannenfelser further contended that the last thing Washington needs is another rubber stamp for the brutal abortion industry. Biden likewise heads the most radical pro-abortion administration in history. Voters need to realize the days of safe, legal and rare are gone. Today's Democratic Party stands for abortion anytime, for any reason with no limits up to birth, she continued. Republicans should stand up for life and embrace at least minimum national protections at 15 weeks. When babies in the womb feel pain, and go on offense to contrast themselves with their opponents' extremism. Under Butler's leadership, Emily's List said it partnered with Planned Parenthood and NARAL Pro-Choice America, now called Reproductive Freedom for All, during the 2022 midterms to raise and spend a historic $150 million. Open Secrets shows Emily's List made 100% of their total contributions in support of Democrats in the last federal election cycle. In June, Emily's List announced it would be dumping more than $10 million to prop up Vice President Kamala Harris during the 2024 election. The PAC supported Harris in 2020 after she was announced as Biden's running mate. And Butler also helped guide Harris's failed presidential bid while working for a leading California political consulting firm. Butler has also allegedly advised Harris on how to amplify her role as the White House's leading warrior against Republican-led laws protecting unborn babies from abortion, Axios reported. Since then, Harris has continued voicing her position that there should be no limits on abortion in the United States. Butler, who is openly lesbian, has a long social media history of calling pro-life activists and Republicans extremists for wanting to protect babies in the womb. She has also claimed that abortion bans are racist. Additionally, Butler, who is an outspoken supporter of the transgender activist agenda, has claimed Republicans are attacking trans youth by passing laws that protect them from cross-sex hormones and sex-mutilating surgeries. According to Axios, Federal Election Commission records show Butler lives in Maryland. However, a spokesperson for Newsom said she is a longtime California resident and homeowner. Newsom's office said Butler will re-register as a California voter before being sworn in. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.